One of the president's tweets this week made a big splash in Indian country. On Wednesday morning, President Trump urged Republicans to vote no on House Resolution 312. He called it a special interest casino bill, backed by his longtime foe, Senator Elizabeth Warren. The bill would have protected the reservation status of land owned by the Mashpee Wampanoag tribe in Massachusetts after a Trump administration ruling last fall that the tribe was not eligible to have a reservation. Within hours of the president's tweets, House Democrats pulled the measure from the House floor to prevent it from getting voted down. Jordan Bennett Begay is a reporter for Indian Country Today. Jordan, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Sure, and the president called this a casino bill. It is true that it would allow the Mashpee Wampanoag to build a new casino, but the tribe would say it's about something much more than that. Can you explain what the bill would have done for Mashpee Wampanoag?
Yes, so the bill would have reaffirmed that their land is taken into trust because in 2015, Obama signed another bill that would protect this land for the Mashpee. And it is, you know, of course, there's a casino that's part of this bill, but it's also a piece of land for their government and for a language immersion school, and just comes with addressing other Indian issues and also upholding and holding the government accountable for their trust responsibility toward Native tribes. So it's much more than that, and upholding, you know, foremost tribal sovereignty and respecting the Mashpee sovereignty.
If the land is not in trust, does that mean that the tribe has essentially lost its reservation?
It's murky territory, and overall it threatens, you know, tribal sovereignty for the tribe and also other tribes in Indian country. And it's pretty much a lot what a people dubbed it as, is this is a new termination era or the extermination era where they're trying to get rid of us. And during that time, you know, in the 40s, 50s, 60s, it was just a very dangerous time because that's when a lot of like the relocation acts were going on. So it's much more than what the president has tweeted right now.
All right, I want to play a clip from Donald Trump, and this was before he was president back in 1993. He was testifying in Congress in opposition to another East Coast tribes casino project, but this time it was the Mashantucket Pequot.
I will tell you right now, they don't look like Indians to me, and they don't look like the Indians. Now, maybe we say politically correct or not politically correct. They don't look like Indians to me, and they don't look like Indians to Indians. And a lot of people are laughing at it, and you're telling how tough it is, how rough it is to get approved. Well, you go up to Connecticut, and you look. Now, they don't look like Indians to me, sir.
Okay, so this is not entirely new territory for the president, but there is some reporting that President Trump's position on this bill aligns with a lobbyist who's married to one of his top White House staffers and who also represents the owners of a competing casino in nearby Rhode Island. What can you tell us about that?
You know, it is evident throughout different reports that he does have history with Native American casinos because, you know, they're going to compete. And I think he knows that they're so successful and he's threatened by that all over the country. But also I think in that, like, he's also misinformed about, you know, what Native Americans look like.
Right. Well, he's had some history, just the way he calls Senator Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas, which he did again this week. How do people in Indian country feel about President Trump generally?
Oh, man, we're all over the spectrum here, too. But mostly what I'm seeing, like, on social media is, one, that tweet was a racial slur, and people were very upset by it. And they're also taking it as an opportunity to educate. You know, he's misinformed, and that's what Representative Tom Cole said, who is Chickasaw, and he said the same thing, that representatives are misinformed, and they need to educate themselves.
Tom Cole, a congressman from Oklahoma. Jordan Bennett Begay, a reporter and producer for Indian Country Today. Thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. Have a good one.